This is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news. We've exposed a massive Biden cover-up.
Keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever. This is Sekulow. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast, and we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We've got some really big news. Massive cover-up, and a cover-up that is very, very serious. We filed a federal lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security, against the Customs and Border Protection Agency, as well as the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement. These are Border Patrol and then ICE. That we filed the lawsuit. You'll remember there was a press release put up on the website of DHS and other entities, including Customs and Border Patrol, that talked about the fact that two Yemeni individuals on the terrorism watch list were picked up at the southern border. And this is a big development. So they're picked up at the southern border, and the Customs and Border Patrol agents announce it. We caught these two Yemeni individuals on the terror watch list trying to enter the United States. And by the way, there's been 70 of those since October. People on the terrorism watch list. Now, what is so critical about this is DHS, Department of Homeland Security, has it taken down. The FBI, take that announcement down. We wanted to know why. Well, now we know why. Because they didn't want out there that the southern border is so porous that terrorists are entering through the southern border. And while they want to spend billions of dollars to get 87,000 new IRS agents to investigate you, they don't want to spend that money to protect you and your family from these individuals getting in through the southern border. So I'd take that 87,000 IRS agents and let's get some more Customs and Border Patrol agents down there to help out. But that's not what they're doing. So we're taking this information we've got, and we got a lot of it to distill in this broadcast. And we are, with our government affairs team, going to go over, we're litigating it in federal court. We're going to go over and request congressional oversight hearings. They can request information on this. We are in a litigation war with the Department of Homeland Security. They redacted everything. Customs and Border Patrol, I have to say, Jordan is up in our D.C. office, did not do that. Jordan?
Yeah, that's right. And so what you see is the and people have seen this play out in the media, the Customs and Border Patrol versus the bigger Department of Homeland Security, where Customs and Border Patrol is saying we don't have enough agents, we don't have enough resources, but we are doing good work. Here's an example of the good work we're doing when we do catch the bad guys, and we are trying to catch the bad guys. But the second part here, which I think is key, we had to, in the past, we use this as an example of, listen, if this many people are coming across the border, imagine the bad guys who are also coming across the border as well, who aren't being caught. Now we have evidence and proof that they are being caught, that they are using our southern border as terrorists to access the United States of America. And these are people the U.S. government has already identified as terrorists. Well, so as people who are banned from the United States, they're using the southern border to get here. And we know once they get here, it could be a very long time until they actually carry out a terror attack.
You know, what's also interesting here, CC, is the DHS officials are saying, CBP BP officials saying, Border Patrol, they were, quote, upset that the press release was issued and said, the horse is out of the barn. We have the emails, folks. We can put it up on the screen in the next segment. I'm walking through these. The horse is out of the barn. It's right out of the barn now, especially because we found out what happened here.
They were concerned that now, since they pulled that press release, that it would become part of the story. And it certainly did. It caught our attention. Why are you trying to cover up? Why are you pulling a press release that's saying you're capturing terrorists at the border? It's because they didn't want us to know that terrorists are crossing the border.
It's unreal, folks. We're taking your calls on this, 800-684-3110. We're also taking action on this. And that's why we're in a matching challenge. We've got the information. We're fighting in court to get it now from DHS. We're going to package this up, send it across the street to our offices, to Congress, and say, oversight hearings, find out what this is. And let's get them to redirect that money for those IRS agents for Border Patrol protection. Put up the fence, for instance. Keep these guys out. We'll take your calls, 800-684-3110. Support us on our matching challenge, ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it. Former leadership of the Customs Border Patrol and some of the Border Patrol agencies and associations, you know what they've said? This information shows we're going to end up with a bad day in America. I'm going to get that bite for you in a moment. Here's what's happening. If you're just joining us, we encourage you to subscribe to our feeds wherever you're getting in. If you're listening on radio or any of our social media platforms, and especially our good friends at Rumble, we encourage you to share this and subscribe and share this with your friends. Here's what we got. The ACLJ sent a letter. We found out that there was a press release that was put up that basically said two Yemeni individuals on the terrorism watch list were caught at the southern border. So that's what was put up, Jordan, on the list, right? That's what was there. Then they took it down.
I mean, they put this out with the two pictures, I mean, the images of it, and they took it down. And what was interesting, these emails, that never works. Because once it's up on the internet, it's there forever. You can take it down, but in fact, in the emails, they say, you know, what was interesting in the emails is they say it later on in what we've uncovered through having to go to court over this FOIA, is they finally said, hey, you know, this could cause an issue because once we take it down, people are going to raise their eyebrows. And of course, it did. That's why we filed a FOIA and ended up in federal court, because Customs and Border Patrol is in this fight within the executive branch to get more resources so that they can keep our country safe and try and get the chaos at the border under control. So I think this is going to be very helpful. We now know, moving forward, DHS does release data on the people on the terror watch list who've been apprehended, but they don't release specific data. So it's very, you know, general. We have those numbers, like nearly 70.
Right.
So we have those kind of numbers, and we get the monthly reports, 16 last month. But we don't get this the imagery of who was actually captured and apprehended by law enforcement, which, by the way, in a normal situation, if someone was arrested on suspicions of being a terrorist, you would get that info.
Of course.
So if they were arrested, get the pictures and the imagery, and you'd go figure out who are they connected to in the United States already.
All right, and that's the problem, is who are they connected to? I mean, they're caught with SIM cards in their shoes. They're hiding. So we start with a letter. There's the letter. It's up on the screen. That's the FOIA request. That's a demand for information and documentation. Of course, you get nothing. So then what we do is the next thing. Put it up on the screen. A federal lawsuit. There it is. And it is the American Center for Law and Justice, which means all of you are members against the United States Department of Homeland Security, United States Customs and Border Protection, and the United States Immigration, Customs and Enforcement. That's ICE. They come back and they try to not give you documents. We go when we litigate it out. So we get the first batch. DHS says, hey, we got nothing. Which is interesting because we got a lot of documents from our friends at the Customs and Border Patrol. Because those agents really are concerned about this. DHS is so politicized that they don't care about it. But here's what you got to understand. They said, this is to me the critical part of this. The house, the horse is out of the barn. That means it's already known that there were, in fact, terrorists coming through the southern border to cause harm on your family and mine. And let me ask you this question. They want to take $8 billion of your money, more than it's like $80 billion of your money, and spend it to get 87,000 new IRS agents. You know who they're investigating? You and me. That's who they investigate. Everybody that's listening, they got to collect taxes. That's what the agents do. How about taking that money and stop the terrorists coming through our southern border? The fence, border patrol agents and reinforcements, more judges, lawyers to protect the country. So we're taking action on this. As soon as we got this data, and we just got it, we are turning it over to first our government affairs office, then we're going to turn it over to Congress. But what you have to understand here is the information we found out is, quite frankly, shocking. The nature of the response between the FBI, and by the way, the FBI field office approved that press release going up. But, the national FBI, they're not happy about this. You know, the horse is out of the barn. So when you go through what was actually said between their colleagues, I don't want someone to falsely claim, again, that I'm muzzling CBP. That's the Customs and Border Patrol. That's the Border Patrol agencies. Because why are they being accused of muzzling? It said it goes up, and they said take it down. Cece?
Absolutely. I will accuse them of muzzling. That's exactly the definition of what they are doing. When you have the Border Patrol saying, look, we've arrested two known terrorists, Yemeni terrorists, at the border, we've stopped them from crossing. They do a press release, and then you have FBI in D.C. saying, no, you have to pull that. That's exactly the definition of muzzling, and it's because they don't want us to know that terrorists are crossing our border.
And what we have to do in a situation like this, George in our D.C. office now working with our team up there, is this is serious stuff. So let me give you the message of hope of part of this. We don't just get the information and say, we got this information, they're covering it up. We're not saying, okay, what action do we need to take to protect American citizens? Your kids, your grandkids, you, your family? What can we do substantively to get help? And we know that the House leadership can call oversights hearing. They can allocate funds in the House bill to get on the border protection. So that in the end of the day, when this and they can demand that DHS produce these documents. We're going to court on it too. We'll hand over our entire file over to the government, to the Congress. So, Jordan, explain, you're in our office in Washington, which houses both our litigators and our government affairs office, which we're about to expand that office, by the way, significantly.
Yeah, and this is a change since just January after the elections, because we now have House committees run by House Republicans who are not going to do the bidding of the Biden administration, but the exact opposite, getting to the bottom of these issues, because this is an issue about, at the end of the day, securing our border and protecting Americans from all of the issues that are coming across the border, whether it's drugs, the cartels, the violence, the amount of people that are taking over small cities and towns and, you know, closing down hospitals that can't afford to operate because none of these folks have insurance, but they do provide the medical care. And then the terrorists, add that aspect to it. But what's on top of this? Local FBI in San Diego approved this with CBP. So this goes right back to the Washington, D.C., like we talked about, 7th floor FBI. It's the political actors within these law enforcement executive branch agencies who are always doing the bidding, the political bidding of the administration, and specifically here, the Biden administration, so it fits a narrative.
I'm going to tell you this. For those that are watching on Rumble or other social media apps, when we go to a break, we're not going to a break on our social media. So those of you watching there, we're going to stay live during this. This is a big development because, again, I want to underline this. Quote, and this is from a Customs and Border official person that's worried. They said, I just don't want someone to falsely claim that I'm muzzling the Customs and Border Patrol, which, of course, as we said, we think they actually They are doing that. Now, what's according to, this is also, I think this is the critical part of this. Why did they want it taken down? Well, it's obvious. They wanted it taken down because it shows that we have a porous border, that it's not just illegal aliens coming through the unlawful entrance. It's terrorists. And those terrorists will sit here for 10 years and do nothing. Then they take flying lessons where they only want to learn how to take off. Remember that? How did that one slip up through our government? That was during a Republican administration. I mean, give me a break. Don't some, you know, 87,000 new IRS agents to do what? Audit people so they can get $15 more on their tax return? Send them down there to the border and protect us from the terrorists. That's what we need to be doing.
Yeah, they've totally, the Biden administration totally has this backwards. You're absolutely correct that they're targeting law-abiding American citizens by these IRS agents, weaponizing these IRS agents, and then leaving our border completely open for terrorists to just walk across. And why were they so upset about this? Because these people, they were from Yemen, you know, Yemen terrorists, and they had faces that you could see, and it actually identified them, and it makes it real then. Instead of just a number, it's actually, oh my gosh, there's a terrorist who's crossing our border. And, you know, we have 1.3 million gotaways that we know of, and how many of those people are terrorists? You know, I mean, we're catching 69 of them, but how many have we not caught?
You probably didn't catch 10%. Let's be real. And that's not the individual border agent's fault. They're so overwhelmed. So like I said, this is a really simple solution. When we get this information, I want to get results. You know, it's like those students that went into the Smithsonian with their pro-life hat and then they get popped. We went right to court. Got that resolved in about a, you know, nanosecond. Still fighting it on some finding out who did all this. But on this one, this is what you need to understand. We caught them. They posted a news release. They take it down because it shows, whoops, hey, terrorists really did get in through the southern border. This isn't just, you know, talk show radio programs discussing it. This is our own press release. And then it says, I'm being told it was released at the request of the Border Patrol's El Centro sector after being cleared by the FBI in San Diego, and they still didn't want it. So those of you that are watching on our social media, don't go anywhere because I'm going to keep going to you. Radio, you're going to go to a commercial break. But if you're on our social media, especially Rumble, and by the way, hit follow on all of these wherever you're watching right now. We encourage you to hit follow. And let me tell you something, folks. We got to fight back on this. This is for real. We got to take action, and we are. Support the work of the ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge campaign. That's ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift, and that's how we find out this stuff. We're going to be back with more, including your phone calls at 800-684-3110. But folks, this is a real fight. More with Jordan in Washington in just a moment.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. We've got breaking news. We've uncovered a major issue, and that is at our border. Two Yemeni individuals who are on the terror watch list, the federal government FBI's terror watch list, got in through our southern border. Fortunately, Border Patrol caught them. Here's the problem. That was announced. It was put up on a website with the picture of them, face blocked out a little bit, but shows that it's for real. They came in through the southern border, through the El Centro regional area. It was put up on their Customs and Border Patrol issued a release on it. And here's what happens. And we just got these documents because we filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Patrol, and in this particular case, in addition to that, and this is important, also ICE. Customs and Border Patrol is producing documents while we're in court, which is great. DHS, stonewalling, we're fighting them out. And now we're going to get Congress involved. But here's the thing. So this is what we've got. Customs and Border Patrol officials in Washington, quote, let folks know this should have never happened. That is putting the release up by the Customs Border Patrol. It should have been elevated for a determination on releasability. The records show that the FBI demanded a phone call with Customs and Border Patrol about the release on the day it was issued. The officials discussed that, quote, it was a mistake to issue the release, that doing so put our, quote, colleagues at the FBI in a very bad position. Bad position with the administration, because now it's known that there are, in fact, terrorists coming in through the southern border. A very important fact to know. Another recommended referring all questions to the FBI. Stop us from digging a deeper hole. Okay? Finally, the records show that we're going to have to, the San Diego FBI approved the release, but the FBI and Customs Border Patrol leadership in Washington wanted a name. We're going to track that down and address it. The records show that the press release was intentionally taken down within 24 hours of being issued, confirming that the removal was not, quote, a glitch or technical error. Now, here's what it shows you, though. Really bad people are coming in through our southern border. People on our terror watch list from Yemen. They're not coming through our ports of entry. They're coming in a porous border. The Biden administration doesn't want you to know that, obviously. But we found out about it. And this is what you have to realize. Your federal taxpayer dollars, our federal taxpayer dollars, are going to be used to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. That was the plan. $80 billion to the IRS. How about taking that money and reinforce our Border Patrol agents that are trying to make sure we don't get hurt? So your government wants to take your taxpayer dollars so they can go after you. They don't want to take your taxpayer dollars to protect you. And that's the problem with this, and that's fundamentally upside down.
It is fundamentally upside down. The fact that the Border Patrol caught two terrorists crossing our border is a good thing and should and demands a press release that we know that. And they've done something good. And then for the FBI to step in and say, oh my gosh, you've put us in a bad situation and we're terribly upset about this and you should have never released that, and then pulled it, you know, down. And then they say, well, now the horse is out of the barn. Well, of course it is. Once you've put that up on the internet, once you've made that press release, we now know. And the ACLJ found out about it, and we want to know, then why do you pull that back down? Of course, it's because they don't want us to know that terrorists on the terror watch list are freely coming across our border.
Yeah, why does the FBI, Will Haynes, our producer, is pointing this out. Well, you know, the FBI, they say, Jordan, this has got, we can't have this stuff going on. It's you know, we don't, this has got to be stopped. It puts us in a bad position. A bad position? I mean, you mean it's exposed what happened here?
Yes, because then they're going to have to come testify on Capitol Hill about what they know about terrorists who are entering in through the southern border, which they are allowing to be more and more porous because they came in and reversed the Trump administration policies, like the border wall, like Remain in Mexico, like Operation Talon. Some of those were reinstated by courts. But the Biden administration said, well, if it was a Trump policy, we've got to get rid of it, even if it was working. And now you have the reason why, and I want to go back a little bit, because we started this in 2021. Now in 2023, Jim Jordan is a chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. We are now able to go directly to them with this information and say, by the way, bring in Maria Espinoza. She was at CBP And now she is the senior principal advisor to Mayorkas at Homeland Security. She was in these email exchanges because she was at CBP at the time. She was directing all of this, saying, we'll handle it for the FBI. We don't want to upset our friends at the FBI because she's a political actor. She can be now brought before Congress to testify about what they knew, why they made these decisions. Who are they protecting? They're not protecting the American people.
No. You know, I'm going to take Jerry's call from Rhode Island on one. Jerry, you're welcome to the broadcast. You're on there. Go ahead with your question.
Hello, team. Now, if I understand this right, FBI San Diego released this under their normal protocol, and national FBI said no. What happens to these people at the border? Are they incarcerated? Are they just turned back? And there's there's got to be a record of the processing and arrest and what they disposed of it.
Okay, so normally what would happen on this, they'd be charged with unlawful entry, and then if they're on the terrorism watch list, if you could bring charges on terrorism-led activity, possibly, depends on who they are. We don't have that information. But no, they're prosecuted, or it's supposed to be prosecuted. Now, here's the fundamental problem, Jerry, and what you asked. This is the key, and this is what I want everybody to listen and focus on. What we found out was, Customs and Border Patrol did a good thing. They caught these two. Now, there's 70 that they caught since October. Now, we don't know how many got away. And that, I'm not blaming the agents for that, because those agents are so overtaxed, it's unbelievable, because of the number of unlawful entrants coming in. But this is why it cuts against the Biden narrative. The Biden narrative is, oh, we got to keep, you know, kind of porous borders because we're the country that accepts everybody in. And that sounds great. It's a high platitude. Here's the problem with it. Bad people. I'm not talking about the people coming from Honduras that are kind of trying to come to the United States for economic gain. They should come legally. They shouldn't be doing it illegally. But these are people that desire harm. These terrorists, we know this from 9/11, folks. I was involved in that. You all were too, legally. You were following it on a radio broadcast. We've been on the air that long. Here's the problem. Those people come in, and they will sit in the United States, Jordan, for 10 years working out their plan of terror. Whether it's a mass shooting, whether it's blowing something up, whether it's getting on an airplane, whatever it might be. So, yeah, they had
mass killings of Americans via fentanyl. There's a new report. It just broke in the news. The DEA is warning Americans about zombie fentanyl. This is a fentanyl that's been seized in 48 out of 50 states, come through the southern border, that actually starts eating your flesh. The drug itself eats your flesh. The only reason that drug is so prevalent in the United States, it's called zombie fentanyl now, DEA just released, this just broke, that is just as dangerous as a terror attack. In fact, it is terrorism.
Yeah.
And it's emanating from an enemy. It starts in China. China then creates fentanyl very cheaply. Then they've now made zombie fentanyl, which eats at your skin. They get it to cartels in Mexico. The cartels then bring it to the United States because the border is porous. And you know who the cartels also work with? Terrorist groups. We know that.
So this is why, folks, we're taking direct action at the ACLJ. And I want to encourage you, if you're watching right now, if you're listening on radio, or whether you're watching on our preferred platform, which is Rumble, or YouTube or Facebook, we'd prefer you to go to Rumble, where we know we're never getting censored. I want you to hit the thumbs up, and I want you to hit subscribe so that you follow. It just says follow. We're going to go to a break for our radio broadcast, but we're going to stay live on here. And I want to tell you something, folks. This is the time to support the work of the ACLJ, because we got a result, and now we're going to take action to get hope and help to American families. That's what we want to do. Support the work of the ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge campaign. What that means is any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. So I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And any amount you donate, tax deductible, we get a matching gift for. Again, ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more, including phone calls at 800-684-3110. More on this case coming up.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
We will fight for the right.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jay Sekulow.
So I'm going to reset the stage here for everybody. We have breaking news, and that is we have caught the Biden administration in, quote, the horse is out of the barn. Unfortunately, the horse that's out of the barn are two terrorists from Yemen that came in through our southern border. Now, we picked up this issue about a year and a half ago. We saw that a press release was issued by the Department of by Customs and Border Patrol that they apprehended two individuals. There it is on the screen for everybody to see. They were apprehended at our southern border. That's good. A lot of these guys and gals get away. This time, and I'm not blaming the Border Patrol, though they are very taxed here. And they have been supplying documents, which we appreciate in this litigation, unlike Department of Homeland Security and ICE, which will be another story in a moment. But here's what happened. We went to court. We sent a letter first, didn't get the response we wanted, went to court, started getting documents. Those documents show, and as I said, headline, the horse is out of the barn. Here's the horse. They published, the Customs Border Patrol published that, in fact, these two Yemeni individuals on the terror watch list were apprehended. That's a good thing. Americans need to know that's actually happening on the southern border. FBI went ballistic. Take it down. We don't want that up. That's what their emails. We have their emails. Hey, we don't want it. There's another one right there. And we got dozens in this litigation. And then they're saying, well, we don't want to look like we're the Customs Border Patrol. I don't want to look like we're muzzling people. And then, of course, the FBI said this puts our FBI colleagues in a very bad spot. Even though the FBI office in San Diego approved the release. Now, here's what you have to understand. Your taxpayer dollars, my taxpayer dollars, are going right now, trying to fund 87,000 new agents at the IRS to do what? To tax you. To get money from you. How about taking that money, instead of taxing me and taxing you, how about protecting you and me and our families from terrorists coming in on our southern border? So instead of 87,000 new IRS agents, you know, maybe 20,000 new Border Patrol agents. I mean, it'd be great to have 87,000. No one would be raising any concern about taxpayer money going on the southern border to protect the United States, even if it was $80 billion. Nobody would be complaining about that. But they don't want to do that. This is we totally undercut their entire narrative. Now, here's the thing. Jordan's in Washington right now in our office on Capitol Hill. We are staring at the United States. We're right behind the Supreme Court. We stare at the United States Capitol. The Senate office buildings are across the street. The congressional office buildings are on the next block. We have ACLJ and ACLJ Action, that our litigation team's there and our government affairs team's there. And now we're going to take this information, Jordan, and we're going to get some results for the American people.
That's right, because in the emails, and we again see between Marcia Espinosa, who is now the principal advisor to Secretary Mayorkas. Her name is not redacted because she was CBP. She got an email from someone at the FBI, they are redacted, that said, I need to alert you that our folks at, now we know it's FBI, that they tried to redact that too, are pretty upset that anyone's watch list status was discussed. Why? Why are we worried about terrorists having their watch list status discussed instead of protecting America from terrorists? Because it's more about the Washington, D.C. swamp that runs these law enforcement divisions, the executive branch, have been infected by partisan politics. Yeah. And when they're infected by partisan politics, they don't care about the actual mission that they're supposed to be carrying out. They care about how does this story impact what we're trying to tell the American people, whether it's true or not.
Now, when you go through the whole thing here, Cece, the problem is it exposes the underbelly of what's going on here, but it's dangerous for the American people.
Yes, it's that the Biden administration does not care to protect the American people. That is not their concern, and it never has been, and it doesn't look like it ever will be.
It's going to be, because you know what we're going to do? Now the House is controlled by friends of ours. So they can oversight hearings, and they control the purse. So you know what? Reallocate some of that money. Already got our taxpayer dollars. Use it for something good. Protect American citizens. Protect our kids from the fentanyl terrorism attacks. And that's what those are, as Jordan said correctly. We're going to take your calls when we come back from the break. 800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Rick Rennell is going to be joining us on air as well. He's a former director of national intelligence. He knows a little bit about this stuff. He is a senior advisor to the ACLJ. Support our work at ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it. Welcome back, everybody. And we've exposed what's happened here, and it's incredible. And we're joined by our senior advisor for national security and international affairs, Rick Grinnell, is the former acting director of national intelligence. Rick has been a big proponent of the ACLJ's work on the Freedom of Information Act. And folks, I've said this before here, and you know this. You file 10, one is going to produce, and it's pretty much what it is. And I'll never forget a couple of years ago, we filed one, went to court, and found out that Mahmoud Abbas's son's getting, you know, $1 million a year from the State Department to be whatever he was doing. This is the head of the Palestinian Authority. So you find these things. Well, this one is really shocking because Customs and Border Patrol apprehends two terrorists. That's a good thing. Who knows what the numbers have got away. That's the scary part. And they put it up on their website, and then the FBI has them take it down, NDHS, saying, quote, and this is what they said, Rick, the horse is out of the barn. We've got the emails, folks. We've got the correspondence. So this, you know, you were the director of national intelligence. I mean, this southern border being porous like this, I said, instead of 87,000 new IRS agents, give us 32,000 additional Border Patrol agents.
Look, I just tweeted out this article from ACLJ. It's incredible. Congratulations to the entire team for pushing through. Thanks to all of the people that support the work that we do. We've been able to uncover this. Now, look, this is what it means. You have DC bureaucrats who are scrambling to make sure that people are not transparent about what's happening at the border. That's what this is about. We have individuals on the terrorist watch list coming across the southern border. The FBI in San Diego decides this is outrageous. Let's decide to issue a press release to tell people terrorists are coming across the southern border. And what happens? A whole bunch of people in Washington, D.C. say, how dare you be honest with the American people? I can guarantee you this. They use classification to pretend like we can't be honest with the American
explain
people.
To everybody what that means, Rick, because I think that's really important.
We have a problem in the U.S. government where when you don't want something out in the public, if you are a U.S. agency, you pretend like this is classified information. You classify it and say this is top secret or this is sensitive information, and therefore it's unreleasable to the public. And that's the game that they play. When they don't want to embarrass their agency, they take the information and they pretend like it's sensitive, secret information. But let's be clear. When two people on the terrorist watch list are coming across the border, and we have to use resources to grab them because they freely came across the border. That's not sensitive information. That's crucial information for the American public.
You're 100% right. Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's important here, and as Rick has pointed out too, is that trying to keep this from the American people, but we have a name here. Maria, again, and I think this is very important, Marcia Espinoza, who can be brought before Congress now to have to testify about these emails, because she is on the emails. Even when the other person's redacted, she's not, because she was at CBP at the time. Now, she is the top advisor to Mayorkas at DHS. So she is overseeing all of this. And we see, and I'll go to Rick on this, because Rick, what her major concern was keeping the FBI happy. Instead of being treating like a co-equal branch within the executive branch or a different agency, she was very worried they were upsetting the seventh floor.
She was very worried that the FBI in Washington, D.C. would be unhappy, because the FBI locals in San Diego were absolutely aware that this was something that needed to be publicized. They signed off on this press release. The FBI officials on the ground, and this is one of the things that I learned as Director of National Intelligence, we have a lot of FBI officials and law enforcement officials who are doing the work on the ground, who are great American heroes, who see the problems. In Washington, D.C., the leadership are protecting themselves. They don't want to be embarrassed by what's happening. So they're using classified information, the lack of transparency, as excuses to keep the public in the dark about terrorists coming across the border. We should absolutely demand that Marcia Espinoza come to Congress and explain her actions. By the way, when you read these emails, she admits in that email, someone is going to say that I'm trying to silence and cover up and make sure that this information doesn't get out. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, and it's just exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened. She absolutely muzzled and stopped that information from coming out.
For a little bit.
Like, for her to say, I don't want to be accused of it, I'm sorry, that's exactly what you did.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and take a call. Warren's coming from Idaho, calling from Idaho on line 4. Warren, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. And then listen to this. We've talked before, and so I text my brother. They have a family. We have a family ranch down on the border in southern Arizona. He said in the last 6 months or so, they've seen a lot more illegals, and I asked him if he even had other nationalities. He said, yeah, at the house a while back. They're calling them the international pharmacists.
Mm. Well, you know what that's about, and Rick, this is the, you know, Jordan said it, and it's like, it's fentanyl terrorism, and it is a huge problem. It's affecting families all over the country. It's horrific, and it's China. Yeah, go ahead.
As Warren points out, this is a incredible problem at the border. If you have information or people or access to the border, you see the drugs that are pouring across. And this is why terrorists coming across the southern border, drug dealers, drugs themselves, fentanyl from China, all of this needs to be publicized, because then when it's publicized, our local law enforcement agents know what's happening. They can see, wow, we've got terrorists coming across the border. Our elected officials in Washington, D.C. can decide to put more money into it. This is why it's crucial to have transparency about what is happening at the border. But you have people like Marcia Espinoza who are working really hard to make sure that they are not embarrassed in Washington, that the border is wide open. And they're shutting down information. They're bullying the people who want to be transparent. This is an outrage, and we should not let it go. And in our legislator friends in D.C. need to call her in and fix this problem immediately.
It's again, folks, 87,000 IRS agents, $80 billion a year. They want to take that from your taxpayer money to go after you. What they don't want to do is let you know what's happening on the border, which we have now uncovered, so that they can protect you. And that's where this reallocation, as Rick says, we'd go to our friends in Congress and go to work on that. Let's go ahead and take Mike. He's calling from Nevada on line 2. By the way, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Mike?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. Sure. My curiosity is, as an American citizen with the current administration unwilling to uphold the laws of the land at the border, what's my financial and legal position if I become a future victim of one of these acts?
Well, you know, there is litigation. I mean, God forbid that happens. I mean, let's first say that. I mean, terrorism injury litigation is now a whole, it's an industry. So there, but we got to stop it before then, Rick. I mean, that's the whole idea here, is to not have it go to that.
And look, we have to stop it before it gets out of control. It's already really bleeding badly at the border. It's a crisis. But that is why I think if you're listening to this program, you need to recognize that there is something you can do. You can give monthly supports to ACLJ, because we are doing the work. And I'm not somebody who's out there begging for money. I'm somebody who joined the ACLJ because we're taking action. We can't do this unless we get more support. And when we get support, we're able to hold these bureaucrats to account. Marcia Espinosa is going to be hauled in front of Congress because of people who support the ACLJ, gave enough money so that we could hire lawyers to get to the bottom of this and stay on it. This is a direct result of our supporters. Thank God we have them, and I hope that more people will give so we can continue highlighting these.
Jordan, you're in Washington right now in our office there, and it's both of these offices, Rick said. It's our litigators that got the information. Now it's our government affairs team to go ahead and get this resolved.
Yeah, and that government affairs team plays a key role after our litigators have gotten the initial information. So we have built up these relationships on Capitol Hill over decades where we've got trust with members of Congress, both the Senate and the House. I'm having dinner with a senator tonight, meeting with a senator and a congressman tomorrow on an issue involving life. We are up against multi-million dollar efforts to shut down the kind of work we're doing, whether it's a pro-life amendment in Ohio, whether it is this issue involving the border and terrorism. But our team here is uniquely able to take our legal work and then, when we're successful, take that to Capitol Hill so that the work is not done when we get the FOIA information from the court. Ultimately, we get it to Capitol Hill so the investigations begin.
Rick, we appreciate you being with us as always and as part of the team. Folks, support the work of the ACLJ. You do that at ACLJ.org. We're in a matching challenge campaign, which means any amount of money you donate to us, we get a matching gift for. So let me encourage you, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And what that means in a matching challenge is if you donate $20, someone else is going to match that and we get $40. And that's really critical. So I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. And support our work. Now, if you're watching on our social media, especially our friends at Rumble, stay with us. I'm not going to commercial break here. We're going to talk to you. I got some updates. And again, share it with your friends.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
you're just joining us, here's the headline. The horse is out of the barn. The horse being that a public relations press release was put up by the Customs and Border Patrol saying they apprehended two Yemeni individuals that were on the terror watch list through the southern border. That was good that they caught them. As Rick Grenell just said, former director of national intelligence, unfortunately, and this is just the nature of it, others get away. But that was good. I'm not blaming the Border Patrol. They are overtaxed and overworked. What I said was, now that we're getting all this information, Congress, we need to take this information, march it over to the United States Congress, and say this. Instead of getting 87,000 new IRS agents to go after our families for $15 or $1,500 or whatever it might be, how about taking that money and protecting my family from terrorists coming in through the southern border, or the fentanyl terrorists that are coming through, the cartels working with terror groups, China producing the fentanyl that they then send to Mexico, and then the cartels working with terrorist groups get them in, they maybe smuggle. You could have the terrorists smuggling in the fentanyl, and then they wait for their terror act. So we're going to take direct action on this, folks. I want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your call. Let's go to Tim, who's calling from Tennessee. But if you want to talk to me, 1-800-684-3110. Are you outraged about this? Because I am. 800-684-3110. Tim, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Yes, I am outraged about this. One of the things that's interesting is just recently the NCTC released a communique saying that Al-Qaeda and others are planning on doing an impact on the United States. They're actually going and doing entrenchment in local communities to join up and fight their Western enemies, is what they're referring to that as. Why isn't our government, especially our president, doing anything about it, or is they going to throw this under the rug like they're trying to do the thing with the FBI?
Well, of course they want to do that. I mean, they want to not. They didn't want this out. They didn't want it public. But we got it. So now we work with Congress to say, fix it. And they can. But let me play for you Tom Holman, who's former Customs Border Patrol official. Take a listen to this.
You got 1,700 migrant deaths. You got a record number of women and children sex trafficking in the United States. Cartels are making billions. You got 164 known and suspected terrorists caught at the border trying to sneak in since Joe Biden's been president. How many of the 1.3 million came from a country sponsoring terrorism that are in this country right now planning their next attack? I don't know how many terrorists crossed that border and didn't get caught, but some, I keep saying this, someday we're going to find out, and it's going to be a bad day for America.
This is the problem. It's going to be a bad day for America. So we've got to say, don't get 87,000 new IRS agents. Take that money. I want them to use the money. And get the Border Patrol reinforced down there. That's what needs to happen. So we want to offer you the solution. We found out the problem. Now we want to offer the solution.
Yeah, and the solution is we need to hold these people accountable, and we need the truth. We need to find out what is really going on. You know, like we just was said, that 1.3 million, that number, were the 1.3 million that got away. We don't know, and those are the known gotaways. 1.3 million got away, and how many of those are terrorists? We know the two terrorists that the Border Patrol put up a press release. We know those two, and we know that the FBI and the Biden administration were so concerned that that information is getting out to the American people, that terrorists are freely coming across the border. They literally pulled it down.
I want to play some sound. This is from the General Carrillo, who is the commander of the United States Central Command. He's been doing that since 2022. Take a listen to what he said. Here's his warning.
Extremist groups see opportunity, and ISIS Khorasan grows emboldened, seeking to expand its ranks and inspire, enable, and direct attacks in the region and beyond, with the ultimate goal to strike on the American homeland.
There you have it. I mean, that's the goal. So why is so that when they say the horse is out of the barn, you understand what that's about? They got caught. But this is what I want to give you, though, folks. I want to give you hope. Let me give you the process. We're going to go through this so you understand the process of how the ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, works. We put up on the screen right now, for those that are watching us, we put up the letter that we sent to the government agencies demanding the information. It's called a Freedom of Information Act request. It asks for letters and documents about this issue. Generally, they don't respond, or they respond with very little. I'm putting it up on the screen now. Then we go to federal court. There it is. That's the American Center for Law and Justice, First Homeland Security, ICE, and Customs and Border Patrol, who have been releasing documents, by the way. to their credit. Okay? Then we get the documents. Then we start, our teams go through those documents, and you find all kinds of things in these documents, some of which is, frankly, shocking, like the CB Customs Border Patrol official saying, I don't want someone falsely claiming that I was muzzling Customs and Border Patrol, which is exactly what you were doing. But it goes on and on and on. I'm being told it was released at the request of the BP Border Patrol El Centro sector after being cleared by the FBI in San Diego, and then an email that says, and this is the same emails we got, folks, I need to alert you that our folks are at, and we know it's the FBI, are pretty upset, national office, that anyone's watch list status was disclosed. Anyone's watch list status? Like they're, you know, they want to get their next purchase refilled? I mean, if there's comes available, I want to be on the wait list? I mean, no. These are terrorists, accused terrorists. They're more concerned about, you know, privacy rights of a terrorist than they are about protecting people on the border. That's the problem with all of this.
Yes, and you have the FBI in San Diego and the Border Patrol doing the right thing, alerting us, the American people, hey, we've caught these two terrorists coming across the border illegally. We've caught them. They did the right thing, and then they have the Biden administration in D.C. in the swamp saying, oh, no, no, we don't want the American people knowing that, because that goes against our narrative that the border's totally fine and not an issue.
I want to go to Kate's call in Colorado on line two. Kate, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you, and thank you for what you do.
Sure.
My question simply is, how can I get a hold of the list with the names and the photographs of terrorists that are on the watch list so I can disseminate it to people?
The FBI doesn't do, the FBI doesn't release it like that because it affects their law enforcement, and I understand that. I understand that. But when you catch them, you want to know who they are. You want to know what happened. Here's what, don't lose the forest from the trees here, folks. Here's the truth. They didn't want you to know that terrorists are coming through the southern border. That's what they didn't want you to know, that terrorists are actually coming through the southern border. That's the fundamental problem here, that bad people with bad motives are coming through the southern border. So what the Biden administration did not want you to know is to know that. So now we're going to take reaction and direct action. We're going to package this information up. We're going to continue to litigate against DHS and get more information, because we'll get more information here. And then what we're going to do is hand it over to our friends in Congress and say, haul these people before you, and then let's get the money reallocated from the IRS to another. We're not saying take it out of the government. We're just saying reallocate it to another agency. Instead of them taxing you more and collecting more aggressively, protect my family and your family with getting our Border Patrol agents more help, because that's what they need. So I just want to encourage you folks that we're going to take direct action on this. And that's where you come in. We want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge campaign. That means any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. ACLJ.org. It's tax deductible. Just go right over there to ACLJ.org. Now, if you're watching on any of our social media platforms, and our preferred platform, of course, is Rumble, but if you're watching on any of them, subscribe and follow. Very, very important that you do that. So we want you to follow, thumbs up, and describe. It's very, very, subscribe to it. Very important that you do that. Again, support the work of the ACLJ. That's ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org. More updates tomorrow. Boy, this banking situation, we got to keep a close eye on it. A lot of activity there. Harry Hutchins will be joining us tomorrow with some expert analysis. Again, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.